Well, in addition to remembering the brave men and women who fought for our freedoms and made that ultimate sacrifice, Memorial Day is a day for family and friends to get together and do some serious grilling. And joining us is Tony Impastato. He is with Pick and Save and Metro Markets. As a matter of fact, he's a meat and seafood specialist for them. And Tony, what are you going to be throwing on the grill today?
You know what? We got a lot of great things down here, Libby. One of our biggest things that we really, really are proud about is our pub burgers. That's always my first choice. It's always what our customers love to go for. Nothing says a burger on the grill.
How does a pub burger differ from a conventional hamburger?
So with our pub burgers, we have what we call the plus plus. We add that cheese for you. We add that flavor. We add bacon. We add fresh things like jalapenos. So we're upping the quality of that burger and elevating it to a higher level for that customer.
Well, I know a lot of people are concerned about their health and cholesterol and all that, so they choose not to put beef on the grill. What are some of the alternatives you can use?
We do also offer like ground turkey, so we'd be able to make patties of that. We also do offer plant-based for those people who are still want to enjoy firing up that grill and staying on track of what they enjoy. And then we offer that vegan aspect as well.
Is it harder or more difficult or challenging to put something on the grill that's not beef-based? And what are the tricks to do it right?
With a non-traditional kind of thing to throw on the grill, what is nice is a lot of these things translate really well. Vegan burger cooks just like it would if it was a beef patty. So it's still pretty simple to be able to put some of those non-traditional things on the grill and still get that result that the customer is looking for if they were going to have a beef burger.
You know, it is Wisconsin, so we are into our brats. What's the perfect timing on making a brat the way it needs to be without overcooking or undercooking it on the grill?
There's multiple different ways a customer can most definitely cook brats. A lot of ways people have done it is to make sure they feel that the product is cooked thoroughly through boiling brats and beer. You know, that's a Wisconsin thing. Spotted cow, a little sip for you. Get that going, get that dimmer, and then it's a quick just throw on the grill, a nice little grill marks and char. And then if you're not that type of person, asking that meat cutter or that specialist of that department about good cooking temps. Majority of the time with these cooking temps, it takes about 15 to 20 minutes to get that product or that sausage to the correct temp to be able to serve.
Are you a believer in slow and low on the grill?
Oh, yes. Slow and low. It gives you a chance for that meat to really soak up that flavor. I'm also a charcoal man, so it's about making sure it gets that nice charcoal smell and flavor added in.
Do you think people make a mistake when they put too many condiments on the meat that they take off the grill?
There's a lot of people out there that do have very big preferences of loading up that burger with a lot of condiments. For me, it's simplifying so you can actually taste that product and actually enjoy that. So minimal amount of toppings is great. Obviously, ketchup, mustard, lettuce, and tomato. But again, we have those customers that like to take that to the next level by adding things like avocados and things like that. But when it comes to condiments, it's free game on how you want to build your burger.
Tony, I started out by saying that today, of course, is Memorial Day, and we're remembering the men and women who fought for our freedom and made that sacrifice. But I know that Metro Market and Pick and Save is doing something really special for veterans today.
Yes. So on Memorial Day, we remember the brave men and women who fought for our freedoms and made the ultimate sacrifice. In honor of those who served alongside them, we at Pick and Save and Metro Market will be offering a 10% discount to those veterans, their families, and active duty personnel. When they're in the store shopping, it is only on Memorial Day. All they have to do is present their military ID or their DD-214 or a dependent card, and they will receive that because we want to make sure that these veterans who have put in the time to protect us and all those, and for those who have made the ultimate sacrifice here at Pick and Save and Metro Market, we really want to show that support.
Tony, thanks for doing that. And what are you making today?
As I'm going through my stores, it's hard to pass up that ribeye, man. We got some great meat cutters out there that are putting out some beautiful steaks that are just mouth-watering and ready to get that on the grill.
I do love a great ribeye. Tony Impastato from Pick and Save and Metro Market, thanks for joining us on this Memorial Day.
Thank you.